from the Ty Cats Audio Network. This is Ty Cats Today with Louie B.
Yes, it is Ty Cats Today for a Thursday, October the 21st, 2021. Ty Cats getting set for the Ottawa Redblacks here on Saturday. It is a 4 p.m. kickoff, a game you can catch on the Ty Cats Audio Network. Andy Fantuz and I will have the pregame starting at 3 o'clock, and then we'll hand it over to RJ Broadhead and Luke Tasker. Speaking of Task and Twos, brand new episode of Task and Twos right here on the Ty Cats Audio Network dropped today, so go check it out. And while you're there, check out a brand new episode of Speaking with the Enemy. I'm joined by AJ Jakubik from TSN 1200 in Ottawa to get set for the Red Blacks on Saturday. Big show coming up in just a little bit. We're going to hear from Coach O. We'll hear from Jeremiah Masoli as well. And we'll be joined by Coach Sal for some Thursday salutations. Let's take a quick look at the Ty Cats injury report. And Brandon Banks, for the second day in a row, was a full participant. Darius Sirocco yesterday was limited in practice, and I can tell you that today he did not practice. We'll hear what Coach had to say about that in just a little bit. He's encouraged that this was just a maintenance day, but you'll hear what Coach had to say about Darius Sirocco coming up in just a little bit. Nick Cross was limited. Mike Daly did not practice. Dane Evans was a full participant. Wes Hills, Don Jackson, Lorenzo Maldon IV, full participant as well. And Jordan Murray, Frankie Williams, Felix Garand-Gautier, Marcus Green, Mike Daly did not practice. So the injury report available at CFL.ca. And as mentioned, Darius Sirocco was a topic of Coach's post-practice sound. You'll hear it just at the end here. But let's hear from Coach O as he spoke after practice today.
Saw good energy out there. I saw guys excited to be out there with one another and just get back at it. It's a blanket statement, but that's really what I saw, right? I think they're ready to go. Ready to play. No, I mean, every week we expect to win around here. It doesn't mean that it happens or that it doesn't, but that's our expectations. And, we control what we can control. And that was today's practice. And, still in the middle of watching all of it, but I'm pleased with the guys' effort and energy. Well, I just put it like this, we're confident in Jeremiah to go out and give us a great chance to win the football game, as we're just as confident, with Dane out there. So, we can't control, and I can't control how other people view Jeremiah or any football player on our team. They're always entitled to their opinion. We're in a sports entertainment business. But, as you alluded to, inside these walls is really what matters. And, people can have their own opinions outside of it. I don't have any challenge with that. Well, it's just good to have them all out there. You envision certain things and certain lineups, and it doesn't mean it comes to fruition, due to injuries and other things. So, I'm just happy, Speedy is dealing with, ribs are a tough injury. Braylon was sidelined for a while. So we've been without both of those guys for, the majority of the year. And so now that they're back, we'll see. There's no expectations except for them to be themselves. And, I just credit the guys that really stepped up in their place, and Acklin and Dunbar and Tim Smith Tim White and Poppy White also. It was, I'm proud of everybody who stepped up. You need another day, Steve, and okay. At a position like center, and somebody who understands what we're doing and understands our protections and what we're doing, it is more important that he watch today.
Okay, all right. So you think he's going to be okay for?
Yeah, and I would anticipate. I mean, I'll wait for the report, but I would anticipate that he would be a go. But as you know, we've been surprised around here before.
That is the head coach of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, Orlando Steiner. And you heard there right at the end, he anticipates that Darius Sirocco will go. Of course, we'll know tomorrow, 11 a.m. You'll know if you listen to this show tomorrow at 4 p.m. We'll have the depth chart in our hand. We'll know who is in the starting lineup for the Tie Cats tomorrow. Someone we expect to see in the starter spot. We haven't heard otherwise. But Jeremiah Masoli is the starting quarterback of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And I don't understand the Masoli slander. And this guy has done just about everything he can for this team. I get it. You're entitled to your opinion. Coach had mentioned that as well. This is a sports entertainment business. You spend your dollars to see this team and to cheer them on, and you're entitled to your opinion. But you look at where Jeremiah will finish up in the Tie Cats record books. He's still climbing. And again, if you look at what he's done this season, he's getting better and better. He's getting healthier and healthier as evidenced by his last game. He's going to have three of his top targets back. Jalen Acklin's been healthy all year, but in Braylon Addison and Brandon Banks, literally for the first time all season, all three of those guys are going to be likely in the starting lineup for the Tie Cats. Again, we'll know for sure tomorrow. And I asked Jeremiah after practice today what it means to have those three guys available to him heading into this one.
Yeah, I think those guys have been doing a great job. Everybody in that receiver room has done a great job of just elevating the play. In terms of just the details, I think they're doing an excellent job. This week was definitely good to get on the same page with those guys and some of those more specialized routes that require some nuances or different timing versus different coverages. So it was good to have them out there for sure. It's been really easy just because those guys are, kind of cut from the same cloth that, as we like around here. These guys are hard workers, don't want to leave it to chance. So they're asking me for extra stuff after practice. And it's encouraging to see that. But I thought our staff did a great job bringing in the new group of, talent that's here is just awesome. Very football smart, savvy. So a lot of praise to the young guys right now. Yeah, man, I'm like Speedy's number one fan, man, since he got here from day one. So I've always been rooting him on. And obviously, like he said, we've had a nice connection. And he's definitely a comfort out there to have. He's been raising his mojo too, man, getting the younger guys going, rallying around him. So very, very hyped and excited to see him out there. No doubt. We're just inches off a couple more bigger plays too. So it was definitely encouraging, but at the same time, kind of a little let down just because we didn't get that win. So it was a kick in the butt for this week in terms of making sure we get all that stuff and hit on those plays, execute those big plays that were right there for the taking. Huge, huge, man. I hate losing, obviously, and we're all here to win the big one. And we still have all our goals in front of us. So we got to take it one game at a time and break it down even further to when we get to game day, one play at a time and just execute. So it's big for us, but we got to make sure we stay laser focused on executing.
That is Jeremiah Masoli as he spoke after practice today. Hey, did you know there are only 52 days until the 2021 Grey Cup comes to Tim Hortons Field? And did you know that tickets for the general public for the Grey Cup go on sale in just a few short days? Yes, Tuesday morning tickets for the 2021 Grey Cup go on sale. So if you are looking for tickets, if you're not a season seat member and you want to go to the Grey Cup, I'm here to let you know that the general public tickets will go on sale on Tuesday. And they will go on sale Tuesday. Let me just double check the time here. They will go on Tuesday, 10 a.m. Excuse me. Make that Tuesday at 10 a.m. Tickets for the general public will go on sale. Limited tickets remain. A lot of tickets have already been scooped up through pre-sale, season seat members, and all that stuff. But limited tickets remain, and they will go on sale Tuesday, October the 26th at 10 a.m. So put that in your calendar if you are looking for Grey Cup tickets, if you don't already have them. All right, let's well, right now, very pleased to be joined by my friend Coach Sal, John Salavantis, for some Thursday salutations. And Coach Sal, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it. But when you look at this game, and I will probably be saying this about every game so far, biggest game of the season. Can't stress this enough, how big this game is for the Ticats.
Yeah, we're back in the East now, and you've got to be able to win these games. And really, you hate to think about the fact that the Red Blacks are so far down in the list in terms of their injury situation, their quarterback situation. You know, you don't want to get trapped in this game. You want to make sure that you go out and you play very hard and you come away with a big win.
To that point, though, you have to have a certain level of confidence going into this game, though, right? I mean, you don't have to be cocky, but you have to go into this game thinking, knowing that we can win, because it does seem like when the Ticats come out on the wrong end, it almost seems like they're playing not to lose.
Well, I think you're right in some ways. I always favored being the underdog in a ball game, because then you had a lot to play for, and you know, you didn't get caught up in that idea that we're better than they are. In the professional game, no one is better than they are. They're all the same. And if you're not careful, you end up putting yourself behind the eight ball, not doing the job you're supposed to do.
Dane Evans looks like he's going to dress in this game. He comes off the six-game injured list, but coaches mentioned that it's going to be Jeremiah Masoli to start. And I think when you look at what Jeremiah Masoli has done, first of all, in his career, but even in the last two games that he's gotten back, he has shown flashes of what he used to be. Do you believe it's the right move to stick with Masoli here, considering what he's done the last 2 weeks and what he's done in his career?
Absolutely. Masoli is a warrior. He's a guy that you can put on the field and you can count on, that he will give you 100% effort every time he's out there. So I don't have any questions about whether his abilities have diminished at all. I think his abilities are still there. But when you're off and not playing for a period of time, it does take a little bit to get back into the action. Now, he's got to be able to associate with all of his receivers at the same time. So, you know, practice time being what it is, I think Masoli is the right choice, and he'll fare very well.
And to that point, looks like Brandon Banks is going to play. So for the first time, Jeremiah Masoli is going to have his top three targets in Braylon Addison, Brandon Banks, and Jalen Acklin, all healthy and available for this game. Not to mention the emergence of guys like Tim White and you know, Stephen Dunbar Jr., who you know, we've talked to him this week. He's getting a lot of confidence. Like, this is really kind of the first time we've seen the Ticats offense, I want to say, at its healthiest.
Perhaps so. You know, if the offensive line can give Masoli time and you can isolate Banks on one-on-one situations, you're going to have yourself, you know, a decent chance of having connections back to where they were previously when Banks and Masoli were right on the same page. It's not to say the other receivers are not as good, but your big play man is still Brandon Banks. Now, he'll probably have to double up and do some kick returning at the same time.
To that point, if he is needed to kick, do you feel like it's almost a benefit? I mean, it's a benefit to have a guy like Speedy B back there who's won, you know, most outstanding special teams player before, but just to get him going, just to get him involved in the game, because there are some times where, you know, teams are going to put their best defender on him and they're going to smother him. You know, with kick return, he really kind of opens up his game a whole lot more. And do you feel like that maybe that's a way that Speedy can get himself back to what he knows he can play like?
Well, you know, he's a big play man. And so when you got a big play man and you put him back in that kick return situation, and then you do a good job of blocking downfield for him, giving him the opportunity to take those first couple of steps upfield, and break away, then he gets to the sideline and it's all over. He's going to take it to the house. So, yeah, Brandon Banks is a guy that you count on, and especially now where we're down to, what, the last five games of the year, you've got to be able to position yourself, and so you've got to play your best players in their most positional situations that you can put them in. And that's why I go back to the idea of you can isolate Banks one-on-one. And I say this, there's no defensive back in the league that's going to shut him down. They may take away a play or two from him, but they'll never shut him down.
Let's switch to the defensive side of the ball, because they've played really well, and we've seen it, you know, 2 weeks in a row that, you know, three quarters, it seems like nothing's getting by them. They're unstoppable. They're holding opponents to, you know, 3 points in halves. And then the fourth quarter comes around and it seems something switches. What have you seen in the fourth quarter of the last two games that might have you concerned, or that is just, you know, that's the way football goes?
Well, I think a lot of it is the way the opponent plays you. You know, their coaching staff is working hard in the press box saying, okay, under this circumstance with this formation, this is the way they play it. So therefore, play A will be out and play B will come in. So you're looking at that chess game between coaches as to whether or not they can accomplish what they want to against your defense. Given all of that, when you look at the Red Blacks and you look at the quarterback situation, I would hope that they'll put a tremendous amount of pressure on that quarterback, isolate that quarterback. You know, their left tackle has shown in the last couple of games, they keep switching that left tackle for the Red Blacks, meaning that they're having trouble protecting that blind side. So let's go after them and make it miserable for that quarterback.
Yeah, you stole the next question away from me there, because it is a young quarterback with very little CFL experience. He's coming off a game in which he threw three interceptions. His coach kind of gave him a vote of confidence on Monday on radio in Ottawa. But where else can you find, you know, something you can exploit? Is there something in the secondary? Is there something in the middle? Are there different looks you can show him just to try and get under his skin or to rattle his cage a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think, for example, let's bring the Will up on the line of scrimmage on the outside of the offensive tackle. And then let's play a game. Who's going to drop? Is it going to be Davis going to drop in there? Or is it going to be the Will linebacker that's going to drop into coverage? Which guy is coming? Are they both coming? And this puts a little doubt in the quarterback's mind. You can do the same thing with Kelly on the Sam side of the equation and bring him up on the line of scrimmage and maybe what we used to call sugar. The linebacker would come up on the offensive tackle like he was going to rush. The tackle takes him. He then drops into coverage, and the outside man is free to go to the quarterback.
Wow. Coach, I always learn something when I talk to you. Looking forward to talking to you on Saturday. Thank you so much for doing this. And again, we'll see you down here at the stadium.
Always good to talk to you, Louie.
My thanks to Coach Sal for joining me on today's show. And my thanks to you. I could not do the show without your support. So thank you. Thank you. Recommend it to a Ticats fan you know. I'd appreciate that as well. And maybe subscribe if you don't already. Leave a comment, a friendly comment, or feedback. I'm willing to take feedback. You can hit me up on Twitter at LouisB_TV. We are back tomorrow for the Friday edition of the show. We'll have the depth chart in hand. We'll run that down and we'll hear from Coach. So make sure to join us tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on the Ticats Audio Network. I'm Louis B. Hoping you have a great day.
Ticats Today with Louis B. Subscribe, like, and get your Ticats fix every weekday.